How the World Discovered Japan, Arts and Crafts. Japan has always been known for arts and crafts. Today, traditional arts are still highly valued and respected, while modern arts and aesthetics are popular throughout the world. In ancient times, immigrants from Asia, experts in artistic techniques such as pottery, silk, calligraphy, lacquer, and clothes design, came here and passed on their skills. Japan started exporting arts, weapons, and lacquer to China and Korea, and it became an important part of the economy. In 1585, a large byobu, a folding screen of the great warlord Oda Nobunaga's castle Azuchi, reached Rome. The Europeans were astonished by its sophistication and beauty, and a fashion for Japanese artwork started. During the next century, this became a large industry. By the end of the 17th century, huge amounts of pottery, porcelain, and other goods were being exported to Europe and the Americas. Famous pottery and porcelain styles like Arita, Satsuma, and Takotori were developed by Korean potters in Japan, especially for the export trade. These were copied in famous China styles, such as Delft and Wedgwood, were born. Although the pottery and porcelain was called China, much of it actually came from Japan. Lacquer was known as Japanware. After the Meiji Restoration, Japan needed to increase its exports to strengthen the economy. The government heavily promoted the sale of pottery, porcelain, and other craftworks. It was also a good way to publicize Japanese culture around the globe. Factories made special goods for export, and huge amounts were sold all over the world. Having a set of crockery from Japan became normal in European and American homes, and is still common today. The world has been discovering Japan through its arts for many centuries, and a Japanese global artistic heritage has developed as a beautiful way to unite the world.